Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Shy. You're now listening to PD Radio with Black and Miss PD. It's the best in R&B and hip-hop and talk radio out there. It's PD Radio. It's what we've been missing.
PD Radio.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly. She's a rider. Yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together. How they gonna stop both of us? Yes.
Lock them in, man. Because quality music and quality radio and entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it, you know.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly. She's a rider. Yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together. How they gonna stop both of us? I'm mashing the gas. She's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy. How hard she rides.
Ha 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 ha!
Hello, 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 XOXO. You are rocking with the best 2 hours of your Tuesday night with PD Radio. And sounding lovely in your ear right now is me, Miss PD, your poetic, creative, and drama-free host, most of the time.
What? What was that?
I said most of the time.
Drama who?
And with me, drama-free. That's right. That's me, Miss PD.
Hey now.
Hey now. And with me on the air every week, whatever, is my beat therapist, soul producing co-host who always holds me down, Black. Good evening, Black. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Miss PD, and I want to say what's up to the world out there. This is how we do it every Tuesday, PD Radio. Make sure y'all keep us on lock every week, baby. though.
Every week.
We gonna
every
get it in
Tuesday night. We get it in every week, Black, because that's the only way we know how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to come correct or just don't come at all. Right? Come
hey, that's
correct.
How we play.
Just
that's how we play. You know what I mean?
You ain't even pick up on that. Moving on. We must give our PD Radio love a shout out and respect to last week's guest, Baju Beats and Rob Grant Jr., a.k.a. I'm a Writer. Baju is a Nigerian artist and producer, and Rob is an author who stopped by to talk about his book, Death of the Relationship, which will be available for purchase soon. Rob also recited two of his poetry pieces live on the air last week, which was very nice. Both of them had great stories to share, and it was an honor to shine the spotlight on them. And tonight, we're doing it again. We have another doubleheader. What's going on with these doubleheaders, Black? What are you doing to me?
That's all you.
How are you setting this
up? Oh, I did that, huh? The schedule is crazy right now.
I'm trying to tell you, everybody wants to get on, and it makes me feel good. I'm very proud of the direction that the show is going. It feels great. I can't lie, it feels hella good. What is going down tonight, y'all? It is going down on PD Radio. We will be live with two guests tonight. First up, we will have the well-known, lovely spiritual advisor known to us all as Miss Cleo. Call me now. Y'all remember Miss Cleo?
Yes, yes.
The woman has moved on from the Psychic Network, as she is known, and has bigger and better things happening. And joining us in the second half of the show is CEO of Six Man Radio, who gave us PD Radio the platform to shine. We will welcome the very handsome, funny, creative, talented music connoisseur, Bassie, who will be stopping by tonight to talk about his new mixtape, The Wrath of Cage, which was just released last night. And you just never know what's going to come out of the mouth of Bassie, so you best stay tuned. Stick with us and inhale the whole PD Radio experience as only we can bring it. Breathe in.
That's right.
And
I'm putting it out there right now. I might have to ask you to drop a couple bars, you know. Prepare yourself.
You want to put him on the spot like that?
I'm staying
out of that.
I might have to throw that out there.
I'm going to stay out of that one. I want to give some quick shout-outs, and I hope I don't forget anybody. I love everybody. But just quickly, I want to give shout-outs to Just Infamous, Valencia, LaVanz, Anika, Eargasm, Nicole Kane, Varsity, Lynn Storm, Lady G, Mr. Shaw, Go-Getter, Smiz, The Money Kid, Maria, Villa Dom, Bangal, and my boy T-Ware, and everybody who shows love to the show. Everybody,
right.
We love you guys here at PD Radio. I'm tearing up right now, Black. I'm just like, the love of the show is just like so overwhelming. I can't.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Hold up, player. I know.
You always coming in with some madness. Everybody
That's
got
you.
Time for that. Everybody got time for me. And y'all better make time for me. Man, you don't want me on your bad side, ever, because it's not pretty. Pretty. What's going on, Black? What you got for me?
You is tripping. Hey,
I am. What's
I just
want to
talk
What's
about,
up?
Real quick, chemistry,
mm-hmm.
you know,
chemistry.
And what that means, because everybody who listens to the show, they see how me and you, we go at it, the chemistry that we have, and, you know,
uh-huh.
I want the people out there to kind of take that through life and make sure that you have proper chemistry and get day-to-day living. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it's with your
you're saying
your man,
day-to-day
your woman.
Living.
You're
talking about relationships,
you know,
or work-wise? Like, break
yeah,
it down
you know, you got the right chemistry. You know, when you whatever you do, you got to make sure you balanced. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people out there not eating breakfast, mm-hmm. all that good stuff, and just not balanced right now. Going to work, messing up.
Wow. Not balanced because you're not eating breakfast, huh? Y'all
yeah,
heard it. Black said eat breakfast and get balanced.
That's right.
Be
get
regular.
Balance right.
Be regular.
Oh, That's right. Be regular.
So. Get that stomach right.
Yeah,
I feel you, though. You're right. And chemistry is very important in many aspects. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All throughout life. Hey, if you're that person who go to work and you can't stand none of your coworkers and you don't talk to them and stuff like that, you're probably about to get fired. You just don't know it. Get your chemistry
now, see,
right.
Speaking of that, it's crazy, right? Because at work today, the staff at work, they had a little altercation.
Ooh.
Fighting back and forth. Yeah. And it's like, now I got to hold a meeting to talk to them because the bickering back and forth. I feel like if you do things that you know irritate somebody, why do you continue to do it? Because it's going to blow up in your face. So I see the back and forth, you know what I mean? I see it, and it's like now I have to address it because it's coming to a head, you know? And I feel like chemistry is very important because if you're working in a place and it's two people that's working together 8 hours a day or whatever it is, your chemistry has to be right because you can't do a proper job if it isn't.
Exactly.
You know? So it's like you have to learn how to, like, let little stuff go. And, like, if you know something bothers somebody or they try to tell you in a nice way and not blow up in your face about it and you don't get it and you're still doing it, or when they do finally blow up and say something to you, now you got an attitude, that's not cool, you know. And that kind of happened at work today, so now it falls on me because I have to call a meeting to address it.
Wow.
Instead of y'all realizing, you know, you got to work together. It's like you do your job, keep the peace. You don't want to have that, you know what I mean, that animosity with your coworkers.
Right.
Their chemistry is not, I mean, and they work together long enough, it should be. But, you know, that's what it is.
I'm not telling anybody to
like
get
that.
A kiss up. You know what I'm saying? Don't go in there brown nose.
Never that.
Probably, you know.
Never that. Never, never. I'm not kissing up to nobody.
Yeah. But there is proper work etiquette, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to get along with your coworkers in some way or another to get the job done right. You know, unless you just work by yourself in a coal mine somewhere, you know. You know, you might be able to get away with it, but, okay. Same.
That's on my boss. He always gives me the sad face because, you know, he missed, like, me and my old coworker. We were like, boom, boom. It's like we worked. We worked that office like nobody's business. And he misses it, and he says it all the time. He's like, I miss my Demi and my baddie. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, she left because she had a baby a couple years ago, so, you know, she couldn't work anymore. So, you know, it's crazy. And for so many years, he had the two of us, and we just ran it down. It was smooth. And now, like, then you have two people who replaced us, and it's just not quite. Like, separately, they do their jobs well. Both of them do their jobs very well, but they can't come together and learn to work together, and that's what the problem is. So, you know, I think the problem is everybody wants to be the boss, but can't be the boss.
There's only one boss. That's Tambino.
That is so funny, because every time somebody comes into the office, that's what my boss says. You know, the doctor says, anytime somebody wants to talk, go talk to Tammy, she's the boss. I'm like, how am I the boss? You're my boss.
Hey.
But he tells everybody I'm the boss. I'm like, okay.
She don't give nobody an inch, so that's you know, that's all he's saying.
What was that?
You don't give up any inches. That's what it is. The doctor, like, hey, I can't do nothing with her. Hey, anybody got any horror stories out there? Hit us up, man. Hit us up, 646-478-3599. Let us know some crazy stuff that happened at the workplace that you don't want to
How's
tell nobody.
How's your chemistry with your coworkers? That's right. That's
let
right.
Let us know. We won't tell
were you
nobody,
at varsity? You
the world.
On Twitter earlier, you were saying how, you know, it was drama at your job. What's up with that? Call us up and talk to us on the air about it. We want to know. So, with that, while we're waiting on the callers and waiting on our first guest of the night, I say we go into a little bit of music right now, Black. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Found out with the women from the same hotel. It was never easy. At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made up? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beam me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if?
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Alright, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
Alright, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
That's right, this is a PD radio exclusive. Right now, we have on the line the lovely, beautiful, talented, and awesome Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo, welcome to the show. Welcome to PD Radio.
Thank you so much, darling. Good night to everyone. I hope everyone is doing well, and Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That is
I'm
right.
I'm That's right. Well,
I'm
you know, in the old
too.
Days, before they changed calendars to the Gregorian calendar, the New
right.
Year was celebrated on April the 1st. So I like to do things the old school way. So Happy New Year.
Gotcha.
I hear that.
I like
that. Right. School us, Miss Cleo. That's right. So it's an honor to have you on the show tonight, Miss Cleo. We just want to thank you for taking the time to call up tonight and just sharing a little bit of your life with us. We truly, truly appreciate it. I just want to say you have got to be the world's most famous TV psychic, as you are known formerly of the commercials by the Psychic Network, and your most famous catchphrase, "Call me now." I love that. However, there is much more that makes up the woman that you are, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, first up, let's talk about your...
That I am very honored, and I want to thank you for all the love, and I'm very, very honored, and I'm very, very excited about being on the show tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Miss Cleo, you are just the best. Well,
love
right before
you
came on, we played your song, What If, and I have to tell you, that song is, when you listen to it, I mean really listen to it, it's deep. It's like on some Matrix type stuff. It's like the Matrix. Seriously, the song is really deep. It's like, what if we're asleep? You know, what if we're existing when we're really asleep? It's like, you really went there on that one.
Yeah.
You went there.
No, I did.
I'm feeling
it. I did. Well, you know, I came up with it at a time when everybody was so concerned that the world was coming to an end and everybody was fretting and carrying on and interpreting things this way and that way. And, you know, I thought, why do we have to put it into a box? Why can't we just explore the possibilities? We're forever putting something into an effing box. Let it out of the box. If we let it out of the box, we all might grow, you know?
That is true. And just like the song says, what if? You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we have to live life. What if? You know, we don't take enough chances. We don't explore enough. So that track is right on point. And we want to talk about your new music project, Full Moon Madness. Like I just said, we played your track, What If, before you came on. We also premiered it on the show a few weeks ago as a very, very smooth vibe. Tell us about your project and what can we expect to hear on this?
Well, it's my second, it's my sophomore project with regard to poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one being very, very political. This one is more about transition in life, and there are many types of transitions, but for women, we are very complex beings, and so we probably have three major transitions in life, and Full Moon Madness speaks to the transition at my age. I'm on the post side. It speaks to a very personal transition connected to menopause, and I'm very much connected to female health and female empowerment through our health. And, you know, the fact that women die most often and it kills us more often than lung cancer or breast cancer, and that is heart disease. And we don't take note. And the medical profession has kind of boxed up menopause into the fact that women are cranky for a really long time, and that's about it. And then it's a bunch of jokes. And it is so much more than that. And in this CD, it's such a personal transition because I speak to the fact of all of us can identify with loss. And as you get older, your mortality becomes more of an issue on how to find yourself if you are a parent you're past the age of 55, then you might be an empty nester. The children may have packed up and moved on and they are living their own lives. And you have to figure out where to find yourself again, you know? And in order to begin anew, you have to leave a whole bunch of the old bullshit behind.
That is true.
And that's the truth.
That's more difficult than it would appear. Because we have the capacity as human creatures to bury things deep in a place in our soul that we perceive that we've moved on, we've let go, only to find out that, maybe not so much.
Right.
And it's just about moving. So the whole CD, there are some political pieces on there because I am an out and very proud lesbian. I speak to on one of the pieces on Lesser, which is a really intense piece. But and I have to give props to T-Walk, who produced both that track for Lesser as well as What If. Amazing talent. And to my engineer at the Insane Sounds, I don't believe I do anything by myself. I'm about the collective. And so,
you know,
I don't stand alone. And these two gentlemen are just fierce at what they do. And they get me, I get them, and then we come out with something that I personally am very satisfied with. You all being into poetry and knowing that poetry is a very personal vibration.
Yes,
and
it
that
is.
Most poets leave every emotion, no matter if you think it is for effect, that emotion is very real to them. And they leave it on the floor for you to do what you will with it. And so I speak to the dilemma of being gay as well as being a black person, even though I'm Caribbean. There is always been a very distinct line for a gay black person. You know,
right.
Almost, you have to choose. And I've actually been put in that place where I have had, you know, gay leadership say to me, we want you to come to this side and make a statement pro-GLBT versus this over here. And I have said on more than one occasion, I won't do it.
Right.
Because I will not allow anyone to dictate to me. Hell, I'm grown, star. I'm posting.
That's right.
Any day of the week. You know what I'm saying?
That's
right. Me, because you have to live your own truth. And so this CD is about speaking one's truth, speaking one's life, embracing it, and then creating and building forward. And you can't never take yourself too seriously. So there's a little humor in everything. And I love the laughter. Laughter, if we could bottle it, I'd be a rich SOB.
Right.
You know, Miss Cleo, me too,
yeah,
I
right?
tell you. Yes.
It's a healing property, a healing property. So that in a nutshell, I can get a little wordy, but that in a nutshell is what the project is about.
Okay. Well, because you did speak on coming out, Miss Cleo, what I want to know is what was your reaction from your peers and your family and friends when you released your truth, and how freeing was it for you?
Well, it was quite freeing on many levels. However, I had friends that were close that knew it was not a secret.
Okay.
I had some family members that were close that knew, but I also had many that did not. And when I came out, I had a number of adult nieces that stopped bringing their children around and stopped talking to me. And, and they don't speak to me anymore. And this was just back in 2006, so this is 2013. So we're talking not about a long time ago.
Right.
It's very sobering to know that people will know you. And even when I came out in the early 80s to friends, my mother, you know, at the time, God rest her soul, you know, was so offended by it that there was an attempt to take my children from me. It didn't materialize.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything.
Wow.
But, you know, it's really, you know, not accepted. And of course we're talking about now, back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Everything is very lovely. Now we're discussing the Supreme Court, the concept of making it legal for married people to be gay. And I myself personally, I have been married before. I have been in love. I didn't need anybody to tell me that I was married. But when I came to that plateau of choosing whether to support gay marriage or not, one of the things that really spoke to my soul was the fact that we have gay military men and women, and they can have very real families. You understand? My family is very. I have two beautiful daughters, grown and living their own life.
Aww.
My family
right.
is very real, and if my partner went to war. And she dies in war, I don't get an MFing thing. You understand
exactly.
what I mean? I don't get nothing. You make the biggest sacrifice to whatever children they had, that was mommy, that was daddy. And you give your life for your country and you get nothing? That means
right.
That makes
hey,
no sense
I agree.
To me. And on that level
yeah.
is when I said, that I don't care for, and that I have to stand up for. Because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter that it's something that I want to do. You understand what I'm saying
mm-hmm.
to you? But
mm-hmm.
the fact that people in my community, which is the LGBT
right.
community, they
mm-hmm.
do have the right to this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not necessarily personal for me beyond,
mm-hmm.
I you know, marriage, because I don't care what you call it. I'm not one of those members of the GLBT community that needs to have it called marriage. Call it the civil union, just make sure I get the same thing. I don't give a damn about a label.
Right. I love it.
Exactly.
All
you
right.
know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get caught up in
yes.
the minutia, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel you. I definitely feel you. What kind of work are you doing with the gay and lesbian community?
Well, I try and make sure that I keep the issues out there. And
okay.
I kind of like to speak to people who may have old opinions, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And to bring
mm-hmm.
them to a place that is more in the 21st century.
Right.
And it's not about fear. This is not an attack on anyone's religion. Mm-hmm. You understand? There are very religious gay people out there. You understand? And
right.
here's the thing that is so, that I want people to understand, and even the gay community, because I talk to everyone. The fact that
mm-hmm.
my partner is from Wisconsin, has blonde hair and blue eyes, I cannot tell you the racism that we have experienced within
right.
the gay community. So how
mm-hmm.
much sense does that fucking make? You understand?
Right.
Right.
We want equality,
right.
we want equality, but we're going to turn around and be racist. No, everybody got to clean out their own freaking closet. You understand?
Mm.
And so we don't
yes.
have it all together in the leadership idol either. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Because we shouldn't have to deal with that. You understand? This is 2013. You understand? It makes us
oh,
look
yeah.
silly.
Yeah.
It makes
mm-hmm.
us look silly. And all we talk about is we want equality, and all we do is separate ourselves. Give me a break. So I'm not
exactly.
always very popular in my opinion, you understand? Because me, I just work the way I work. Me, I live the way I live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no judgment for nobody, man. Because
right.
I don't want that
right.
job.
Exactly.
But if you're talking
I see you on that.
You're going to keep it 100. Sure. Right.
I hear that. That's right.
That's
and you're keeping
about.
It 100 right now on PD Radio. That's right. Well, just quickly, I want to know, Ms. Cleo, if there's anybody right now that's listening who is struggling with releasing their own truth, what advice would you offer them?
You know what? What I would say to them is first ask yourself, how much do you love you? If you can't
mm-hmm.
answer that question in the next breath, then the next
mm-hmm.
step is to fall in love with self. I'm not talking
mm-hmm.
about ego.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking
right.
about getting secure with who you are,
mm-hmm.
knowing that in spite of whatever opinion someone has, the Creator loves you. You are a perfect
that's right.
Yes.
Of who you are. You understand? And we cannot spend our time looking for validation other places. Oh no, own yourself, embrace yourself, like
mm-hmm.
yourself. And it's not something you go to bed one night and say, okay, I'm going to embrace myself. Ms. Cleo said, embrace myself, like myself. Okay, I'm going to wake up in the morning and be good to go. No, it's a journey, as with everything. It's a journey,
mm-hmm.
but challenge yourself, and please resist the labels. If somebody tells you you can't do it, you don't have to make it about proving them wrong. You understand? Just making it about what you choose to manifest. That
right.
is our
mm-hmm.
power. That is something they took from us a long time ago. And trust this, they have dumbed us up for centuries. Manifest that what you desire. You understand?
Mm.
And I don't mean desire to be translated in a sexual manner. I'm talking about seeing what you want and choose for your life. And then be specific. Because the Creator is very generous. You understand? So if
mm-hmm.
you're not specific, then you're not participating. And this is such an amazing journey. Why would we not participate?
Right.
Mm. You are so deep with it, Miss Cleo. Oh,
it's true.
Yes,
it's true.
I am loving you. Let them know. All right, we're going to switch gears just a little bit, and I want to talk about your talk show radio. You also have a radio show called Conversations with Cleo. Now, how long have you been on air, and tell us what your show is about.
Well, you know, I've been on the air off and on from 2009. I started podcasting back then with a show called V Radio. And I loved the V. It was good for everything, you know. And I was I was quite menopausal at the time, so I was a little bit out there on the fringe.
Right.
And probably a little bit of shock jock. but it was very political and very spiritual, and I kind of took the two and melded them together. And then did a co-hosted show with a dear friend for a while. We called this Live Out Loud. And did that for about a year. And then stepped away for any number of reasons. Came back and decided that it was time to talk. Matter of fact, what motivated me was last year, the situation with Trayvon Martin. I was so horrified. And living in the state of Florida, it just felt like there needed to be something said. There needed to be more. Because they weren't going to talk about it. We heard about it when it happened.
Right.
The world was not talking about it. I'm not going to talk about what mainstream media talks about. I want to talk about what they're not talking about.
There you go.
And then decided that I did a show on Shop Local and Shop Small Business, and the show blew up. People were thrilled with it, and it kind of was an organic situation where I tweeted one morning, you know, if we could teach government and big business to shop local, we would have no economic crisis. And at the time, somebody said, oh, you're trending. I said, what does that mean? And I said, is that a good thing? I didn't know. But I just knew I was fired up, you know. I had a fire in my belly. And it kind of sparked something. And so I decided that I was going to make certain that in my immediate communities that I was going to talk about small business, and I was going to encourage people to bring community back together, that we had to stop looking at government and that the model had changed. The book is new. The world didn't come to an end, but things have changed, and we have to approach things a different way. We have to find more than one way to get up the face of Mount Kilimanjaro. And there is more than one way. And I thought, you know, if we pull back into community and people really get back to that space and that mindset, we can turn this around all on our own.
Right.
And then it became very important that I run commercials that I wasn't charging my small businesses for. I won't run a commercial for anything but a small business, and then Conversations with Cleo will not charge you for it, because we generally want to support small business, which means we will put our money and our time where our mouth is. We try to get out there to business launches. We try to get out there, buy the products, use the services so that we can come back, and we talk about the experience that we've had. We encourage people to go. These are small businesses. I don't think any of them have more than 30 employees and under. Family-based businesses. We're also very committed to people eating more cleanly. Stop letting the vibration. We want to know why we have so much autism in the world, why we have so much ADHD. Just look at the pesticides. You understand?
Right.
So all of these things, you know, shop your local farms. We go to these extents because it's important. The knowledge has to be something else right now. If I took a backyard full of 20-year-olds and said, okay, we're going to catch fire and cook outside, they wouldn't know us. Take them lighters, take them cereals, take everything from them, and they'd be standing there with their foam in their ear.
You're right.
They would
You're
not know.
Absolutely
so
right.
My generation and the baby boomers, you know, anywhere from 55 to 65, 70, we've got knowledge that all of you all need. Mm-hmm. And somewhere mm-hmm. along the way, we've got to make these bridges happen before mm-hmm. we're all done. You understand? And you all don't have anything to pass on to the pygmy.
That's
you understand?
True.
And,
yes.
and so I
yes.
may sound like an old woman who seems to be chatting fart, but I'm going to tell you what, God love, you said the Matrix. Yeah, man, I got a cookie. After you eat this cookie, is going to feel right as rain, eh? You understand? Because that is what they are counting on. They are counting on people not having the knowledge. And so people can judge it how they want to, but you have to mm-hmm. keep the knowledge. Most people could not read how to get from point A to point B just by the stars. You understand?
Right.
That is a lot of talent. But that's those stars, a roadmap of all manner. You understand? But everybody gets out at Christmas time and talks about the big star. Uh-oh. Really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
That's
yes. Wow. Your knowledge right now is just blowing me away. I can't even tell you how much so. Amazing. I have some more questions for Ms. Cleo, but I'm trying not to take over, so I'm going to let you go ahead and get yours in right now.
I'm just so deep into what's going on right now in the whole conversation. I kind of forgot what I wanted to ask. But,
you see what you do to us, Ms. Cleo? Come on.
One of my questions is, you know, as a writer, poet, mm-hmm. where do you go to, you know, find your place of peace and really, you know, get yourself, your poetry out? Is there a certain place that you have, either where you live or a place you like to go by water or something like that? Where do you go to kind of, you know, come full circle and really get your thoughts out?
At the end of a long day, I retire to the veranda in my backyard. Drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes.
There we go. Right from the phone. I love it.
Right from the phone. There you go.
That's right. That's true.
That's where I'm sitting right now. I'm sitting on my veranda outside with a little wine, and I smoked a little something about 45 minutes ago time.
Oh, man.
I love it. We getting down and dirty with Miss Cleo. I love it.
100% real right there, baby.
100% real. We expect nothing less. We're going to come hang out with you, Miss Cleo.
We're
going to come soak in some of that.
Yes,
he did.
I love it.
Oh, boy. Now, I want to know your poetic side. Where did this creative outlet come from? Has it always been with you?
Yeah, I've been writing since I was 14. It was my way. I didn't have words, and most people wouldn't believe it, but I was a bit of an introvert when I was little. And someone showed me the tool of writing. It became my friend. So I love to write. I think it is such an amazing vehicle. I even still maintain a journal up and on. And like you all, the poets, you know, you have many file folders of poetry that you scribbled down and poetry that you finished but you didn't like and poetry, you know, there are all of these places where you just kind of put the emotions or something to take it out of your belly. For me, it is even a ritual, and I recommend it to many of my clients. If something is really bothering you, I will tell someone to write an individual, whether they are living or dead, a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care about punctuation. I don't care about the swearing. You can say it however you want to. And then you take it outside, and you burn it up. And you release it to the universe.
Right, just get it out.
I like that. You get it out.
And you would be amazed at how freeing something that simplistic is. So whenever you take something from what I call spinning around in the top of your head, when you take it and you put it down on paper, it becomes far more tangible to you, even if it is just emotion. It can serve you in so many ways. You know, you see your own personal growth. You see how you saw things from a perspective at 20, as to how you see it at 30, as to how you see it at 40, as to how you see it at 50. And the perspective hopefully is continually changing and morphing. Now, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, who knows? But nonetheless, you know, that's what it's doing. And hopefully we are, you know, creating and enjoying each other, you know, along the way.
Right. Okay. Love it, love it, love it. Now, I understand you maintain a private practice as well, Ms. Cleo. Are you still doing
that? Yes, I do, darling.
Spiritual advisor?
I sure do.
Okay.
I sure do. Matter
okay.
of fact, before I came on the air with you all, I was finishing up with a client in Australia, and it's already tomorrow there.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. So you're still doing your thing. Now, do you find your services are more wanted today as the world gets crazier? Do you find people coming to you, you know, for answers about their life and what's going to happen next?
Well, you know, my client base is very loyal, and I only take
okay.
referrals from current clients.
Okay.
So a lot of my clients have been with me for a number of years, some as many as 15 years, and they are of a spiritual ilk anyway. They have chosen a spiritual path as they move through Babylon. You understand? We live in Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we are of Babylon. And so for me, it is even a community. It is like, they are like my family. They are like a village, you know? And we work together and we share knowledge and we share knowledge together. And so many of us are in the Babylon vibration. It spans from everything to creative individual, to attorney, to day trader. In their personal lives, you know, they are very, and you know, because often we pretend that we know what everybody does. And if people believe differently, often, you know, they are mocked one way or the other. I have been very fortunate with the people who come to me that they are even more about learning how to navigate the journey and the tools that one can glean along the way. You know, and then how to move through the tough times. You know, how to move through the choice that maybe didn't go exactly the way we thought it would go. You know, and really people trying to celebrate life. You know, and there are a lot of people out there that don't want to do that. There are a lot of people out there that don't want to do nothing but bitch. You know,
right? Exactly.
That's all they want to do.
I love it.
I know a lot of those.
Oh, Miss Cleo. Oh, yeah, we know tons of those.
You know,
well,
like,
I have to tell you.
Bitch, but why not change it? That sounds better.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. I find you're right. Too many people complain today. I mean, we all have struggles. We all have these things that we're going through. And it's okay to vent sometime, but you have people that
absolutely.
Just kind of wallow in self-pity all the time. And I just can't get with it. I can't do it, and I can't entertain it. You know, I can feel for you and what you're going through, but after a while, it's like, okay, that's enough. Now, what are you doing to change it? I'm not going to sit there and play the pity game with you all day. I can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, because yes, baby.
I want to tell you, you're getting so much love on Twitter right now. My followers are loving My followers are loving your interview. We have Miss Nadine. She's the co-host of Six Man Radio. She's loving your interview. She said she didn't even know you were a poet. So you're turning a lot of people on to some things right now. We have Varsity. He says Miss Cleo is an OG. They are loving you, Lady G. She's loving the interview. You're getting mad love from my Twitter followers. It's awesome. They're loving you right
thank
now.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so very, very, very much. I really do.
Well, I want to know, where can the listeners go to get your project, Full Moon Madness?
Okay. They can go to, you can find it, you can download it on iTunes. You can also get it on Amazon.com and at CD Baby.
I'll go back.
Okay. You heard that. Digital download, and we'll be coming to Bandcamp soon. So Bandcamp is another vibration similar to CD Baby. So we're trying to make sure that we're available as many places as, you know, there are available to be.
All right.
Right.
I have to give
I know that's
before
right.
we go any further to my management, to Mr. LeVan Collins and LDC management.
Yes.
Absolutely. Fabulous individual.
I love him. Yes.
He deals
love
with me,
him.
And let me tell you something, not an easy task. Not at all, not at all. But he does
not
it quite
at all,
well.
Not at all.
And with great love, you know? So I'm very appreciative of him.
Yeah, he rocks. I love LeVan so much. I tell him all the time. He's Superman to me. He gets it done. He doesn't play around. He's the
no,
truth.
He doesn't,
so,
my dear.
Yeah. Shout out to you, LeVan. I know you're listening. He's tweeting as
yes.
well.
That's right.
You know he is. You know he is. He's
yes,
always
he
on
is.
His JLB. He is
he's
always on
it.
His JLB, boy.
Yeah.
No
well, Miss Cleo, I want to know, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you like to talk about before we let you go? Is there anything, last words you want to give us, or is there anything new going on you want to share with us?
I sure do. One other thing, it's a documentary that I had the honor of participating in last year entitled Hotline, the documentary. It will be releasing at the beginning of next year. You can follow it on Twitter at Hotline, _doc, D-O-C. In that documentary, we talk about some of the questions that many people have had from the last decade. And some young, wonderful, independent filmmakers had an interesting idea, and I love to support the indie vibration as well. And they were absolutely wonderful. So they came to my home, and I participated in this documentary. So just make sure there's a couple of trailers out there. And, you know, if you all would support it, it would be most, most wonderful. But other than that,
course.
You know, we got a couple of things going on, but Lord Jesus, we don't have no time. I'm going to have to come back one next time, and then we're going to chat about some
all
other
right.
things, huh?
I'm going to hold you to that part two
That's
with
right.
Miss Cleo
yeah,
on
no,
PD
you
Radio.
Know, one other thing, you know what? You all tweet hashtag Stop CISPA, CISPA. They are trying to trample on our Fourth Amendment rights by coming into your computer and my computer, taking whatever they want, sharing it off wherever they want, and they don't have to tell us. Right, your senator.
Oh, wow. What is it? What is it, C-I-S-P-A?
C as in cat, I-S-P-A. Google it. They're trying to run it through so that they have access to all of our stuff. So that would be like me asking you,
I heard
and
about
I have
that too.
Your purse. You understand? And I can go through your purse. And you going to give me your purse? Me not going to give you mine. You know,
no.
Right? But they are trying to get this. So Congress has already approved it. They don't want background checks for guns.
Oh,
but they've
exactly.
They've approved that. We can
that.
Just stop it
wow.
in the Senate. And then we need to support President Obama because he has threatened to veto it. So we need to make our voices heard. Because now we're really getting down into some privacy issues. You understand?
Gotcha.
So they don't have to do anything. So just make sure we stay active. This is the rebel in me. We have to be active.
No, no, no.
You understand?
It's a necessary.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I have to give you one more shout-out, Miss Cleo from Go Getter. She says, salute to you, Miss Cleo. She's definitely learning a lot from your interview. So the love is so crazy for you on Twitter. I love it.
Oh,
I love it. So that was from Go Getter.
Thank you all so much. And have a beautiful, beautiful month of April. And think
thank
about
you.
Building something grand, all right?
That's right.
We will. Miss Cleo, we thank you again so much.
All right, my dear.
Yeah,
good
that's
night.
Right. Give it up for Miss Clea. Yes, thank you for sharing some of your life with us, and we're going to hold you to that. Part two
All right,
with Miss Cleo.
All right, baby. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Awesome. I want to go right into her song right now, Black Mango and Me by Miss Cleo. Check it out, you guys. PD Radio.
Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted, and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really. I had no idea how important Mongo would be until I lost Anne Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to run into her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, because I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Jebu Ami, Mommy.
You want first. want me to be just like Jesus.
I'm saying, relax yourself, girl, please settle down. I was pissed, I'm a little better now. What we fighting about now? Oh, that again. Oh, I forgot the, oh yeah, I did that again. So you mad again, my throat you at again. Over some shit like I forgot to feed the cat again. Oh, I ain't walked the dog, so I took the fall. Beefing for nothing, cause he ain't need to be walked at all. I need Jesus, and you need help. Cause you don't put none of this blame on yourself. Nah, I ain't perfect, and you ain't either. When I first met you, I was like, shorty is a keeper. How can I reach her? Her mama ain't teach her. She went from my angel to a creature. Her looks her best feature. Rabbi, preacher. She want me to be perfect. Her personal Jesus.
What more do you want from me? What I gotta do? I can only be your man. I hope you understand. I can't walk on water. I don't turn water to wine. Baby, be patient. Stop with the hatred. I ain't your personal Jesus. I ain't perfect. And I ain't trying to make it rough on you on purpose, Jesus. She want me to be just like Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, you hear it, man. Here go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Best on the track, we back, baby. Where Nita at? Bring her in for me. And we out of here, let's go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
All
right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
He just can't wait, you guys. Right now on the lot. He can't wait. We have CEO of Six Man Radio, Mr. Bassey, a.k.a. Nicholas K, and a lot more a.k.a.s. We ain't going into that.
What's up,
C? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good,
you excited?
Man. Good. Yeah, man. Yeah, yo, first off, I want to give a salute. I got to give a salute to Miss Cleo. Real talk, I remember back in the day watching TV, G.I. Joe and shit, and with my sister watching Gem and the Holograms and shit. You know what I mean? I remember the commotion coming on it, and she sitting Indian style talking about, call me now, man. I remember that. So it was bumped out hearing that she had a record. You play her record, I was bugging, I was in here two-stepping, right? It was and then she turned, she said, move the fuck on. I said, oh, it's Cleo.
But did you hear what she said on her record, though, C? She gets it in. You know, she smoked a little something-something at her veranda. She gets it in. She ain't no joke.
Garden.
She the truth.
Listen,
in the garden.
That's Miss motherfucking Cleo. Miss motherfucking
that's
Cleo.
Right.
Salute.
That's right. Well, and salute to you. You got big things popping right now. See, you released your new mixtape, Full Moon Madness, just last night. It's crazy. I love it. Talk to us about that.
Yo, it's crazy. That mixtape, I just wanted to put it out there just to let them know, like, yo, check it. I'm still around. These are joints that I had for like the past year. Anyway, you know what I mean. So it wasn't like it was a focused project. Like I sat down, it was like, yo, I'm working on a project. You know, these were the joints that I had, and they was hot records. And I was like, yo, I'm not just gonna let them sit because I'm actually working on another project. You know, so. I was like, yo, I'm not going to let them sit, and that's it. I'm finishing up. Solo, as a solo artist, that's it. You know what I mean? I'm done.
You're hanging it up?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Wait. C, How you want to do that to the people?
Yeah, nah, I'm
putting
just
the shoes on the shelf.
Yo, this shit whack, yo. This shit is whack, yo. Like, real talk, but listen, like I said, as a solo artist, I'm gonna be retiring. Like, I'm not really with that no more. You know, the radio thing is doing its thing. You know, I got XL the Kid. We working on his shit. We got Labs out in Ohio working on his shit. I just want to develop artists and shit like that, you know.
Right.
Yo, that new hit music. Yo, that music mad loud. The music mad loud.
See, so you drowning him out. Turn the music down.
He crystal.
All right.
Nah.
We good. All right, I'm leading up to the end, and the end is the album. It's called Choreography. That's it. You know what I mean? Because
that's
my real
hot.
Name is Corey, for y'all that don't
that's
know.
Hot.
You know, so I figure that's just gonna be the ending of everything, and it's gonna explain everything, and I'm gonna moonwalk. And then I'm going to George Jefferson walk up out the business with my middle finger up. Because, yo, man,
wow.
You come on, y'all know me, man. Fuck these niggas, yo. Let's start there.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Gonna start
give
there.
It to them.
We're going to start there. Fuck these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Like, it's really not the way it's supposed to be. And I'm not even talking about the music. Fuck the music. I'm talking about the niggas that control what's going on.
Yeah,
I'm talking about them niggas. The niggas that used to get beat up in high school, and now they're somebody, and they're taking it out on the niggas that used to beat them up, the popular kids. Stop that. We was kids, man. Stop that. We was kids, man. We was kids. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
So you know, I'm just leading up to that. And that's that. But the Rat the Cage, man, is definitely the response has been well received. I thank y'all. You know what I mean? These is
it's great.
Wow, man. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my hands on that.
Oh, you ain't hearing yet, Black?
Look, I got mine.
I just found out about it.
Oh, you just the whoa!
I got late news.
Oh man, yo, that shit right there, nigga. Word up. Yo, I wanna give a shout out to the people that helped me put that project together. You know what I mean? My nigga S. The my engineer, that's my nigga. Shout out to my nigga Vess. You know what I mean? Vess, he's a weird ass nigga, man. He's fucking weird, man. Stop acting like that, yo. Damn, man.
Wow.
And shout out to my nigga XL the Kid. Shout out to Black Pharaoh. You know what I mean? And my nigga Mims. Oh shit, I can't forget him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to him. And you know, there it is. You know, we just did a show with Mims. Yeah, we was out in Mississippi, Mississippi State University. It was for 420. Yo, them motherfuckers was turned up. You hear me? It was turned up. You know what I'm saying? I swear to God, once I hit the dough, it was a frat house. Once I hit the dough, everybody was like, dude, you want to smoke? You want to smoke? Yo, I swear to God, yo. Yo, man. I never seen nothing like it, yo. It was crazy. But, you know.
So you was in good company, huh? You enjoyed that?
Yeah. You know me, man. You know me. If it ain't high, it ain't right. You know. So, there it is. And I suggest when y'all get this mixtape, right? I suggest that y'all get high and kick back and listen to it the way the artist intended you to listen to that.
That's right.
All right.
Y'all heard it.
Real talk.
To get in this mixtape, you guys. You know, you got to do it right.
But wait, hold on. Check this out. I ain't one of them artists. Like, I came, I saw, I done did my thing already. So I ain't worried about downloads. I'm going to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't smoke, it might not be for you. So don't even worry about it. I'm good.
Party heart.
Well,
right up. I'm not talking about drinking. I'm not even talking about drinking because it ain't that type of party. We not alcoholic rappers. We high rappers. That's what we do over here.
Well,
6 minutes.
Well, I like it. So what does that tell you?
That means that you are naturally high. See, there are people that if you're naturally high, there's a difference. You can listen to my shit.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. You heard it from Bessie. But you got a lot of stuff going on, C. Stop it.
Don't start.
What about your movie? Tell us about your movie.
It's a movie. It's called Darkest Before Dawn. I have a lead role in it. My name is Trent. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. They're finally about to put it out. I haven't heard the date, but I did hear June. I know every month I say that it's the following month, but this is what they tell me. You know what I mean? We've been working on it for 2 years now, and it's definitely something dope, man. I've seen parts of it, and it's actually looking better than I thought it would look. It's crazy. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all check it out, please. You know, my acting debut, you know, your boy getting his Denzel on. You know what I mean? I'm getting my Zell on. Yo, y'all got to check it out, man. Y'all got to check it out. See, I'm getting my Zell on, but I ain't going to tell y'all if I'm getting my LL on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to. You feel me?
Let me find out you licking lips in this movie. Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Y'all got to watch the movie. You got to watch the movie. I don't want to give it away.
You're going to be all in the camera licking lips and giving
word
it
up. Word up. Well, I'm saying, you know, this being my acting debut, I had to turn to the camera and look and lick the lips one time.
You did not do it one time.
Yo, because, you know, there's a scene where I'm trying to holler at Shorty, the main character.
Uh-huh.
Right? And because I'll tell y'all this much. Shorty don't like me, you know, but I like her. You feel me? So
okay.
I'm trying to really get at her. So every time I see her, I'm trying to get at her. You know what I mean? So you got to see it. Like, I turned up. I really turned up.
I'm so sure of that.
I turned up. Y'all got to see it, man. Y'all got to see it. It's something serious. But it's something that I definitely want to venture into. So I think that this is something good to throw under the belt and, you know, present.
Okay.
You feel me?
So you got the radio. You got the radio station popping. Now you're trying to get the movie thing popping. You're trying to conquer it all, see? You're not going to say something for the rest of us? Like, what's up with that?
I don't know, man. Like, I'm an Aquarius, yo. I get bored quick, so I have to do a lot of shit. You know what I mean? I just have to. The radio thing is it's taking such legs of its own. It's surpassed what I've seen in my own head for the year. To be honest, from the bottom of my heart, I gotta tell y'all, I couldn't have done it without y'all. You know what I mean? And the rest of the staff. I haven't had any real severe problems. With the staff, we still the same staff we was from the beginning. We've added people on. You know what I mean?
Right.
They've started to gel in perfectly. You know, all it is God. You know what I mean? And after a year, we ain't had no problems, and we moving forward, and we hitting big numbers, and just continuing to grow. It's beautiful, y'all. I love 6-Man Radio. You understand what I'm saying? The whole idea of it. I just love it. I love it. You know what I mean? Like words can't even explain. You feel me?
Right.
So, That's that.
And we're so happy to be a part of Six Man Radio, getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Big things going on. Oh,
Yo, I have an announcement.
So I want to know.
Don't bump your head now.
Well, wait, hold on. I do have an announcement to make. It's something that happened this evening. It is official. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Me and Mims, a.k.a. This Is Why I'm Hot, Mr. This Is Why I'm Hot, Mims, me and him are officially a group. We're gonna do this officially. Now I still already have the group with XL the Kid called Small World. We working on our shit too.
Right.
But you know, I have now this situation with Mims, and we're gonna really turn up, you know. So shout to him, shout to my nigga Mims. You know, we really gonna go in. And I'ma show y'all that this nigga plays no games on the mic, because when Son get on the mic on records with me, that nigga goes crazy. I got records with this nigga from way back in the days. Like y'all have no idea. You have no idea the Mims I know. And I'm gonna pull that shit out, and we about to bark on all y'all niggas. You feel me?
That's gonna be crazy.
That's it.
Wow. Congrats, CD.
No doubt.
Yes, indeedy. Congratulations.
No doubt. It's all about winning.
Right.
Word up.
That's right.
Speaking of which, shout to Nicki Rich. Shout to Nicki Rich.
You know what?
Miss Petey not gonna let you get it in, man. Oh, hey. I gotta pull the leash back.
Shout to her, C. I'm sorry. See,
yo.
You shout out. You are shout out. Shout
yo,
to her,
come
Y,
on.
See, she doing big things, right? Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Yeah,
like she,
yeah, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I'm going away from that right now. I want to know, on your new mixtape, The Wrath of Cage, what's your favorite song on there?
Wow. Wagwan. I think Wagwan is my favorite, just because, like, the feel of it is so Brooklyn to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kanye West beat for Wow, his song Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
You know, and it's got like a Caribbean feel to it. It's so Brooklyn.
I like
you
it.
Know.
Yeah.
And I'm talking.
Too.
Oh, word! Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm talking that talk too. That Brooklyn shit. For y'all out there that don't know what that Brooklyn shit is, kill yourself.
Let them know.
Before
right.
I do.
You getting blasted on Twitter, see? Nadine is coming at your neck.
What she said? What Nadine said?
Let's get it.
What she said? Let's get
she
it.
She said, you know that shout out that you just gave? She said, let her go, see? Let her go. She blasted you right now.
Wow. Now, see, I could lean into my co-host right now. I could lean into her.
Don't you do it.
Nah,
I love my co-host. I
know
you
I'm
do.
Not going to do it to
That's
her.
Right. Give her
shout
some love.
To Nadine.
That's my girl.
Shout to my nigga Nadine Michelle, holding me down oh so well. Listen on Saturdays, how we gel. Oh shit!
Some kisses,
yeah, nah,
noises
my,
in the background is too much.
That's my nigga, yo, Nadine. Let me tell you something about Nadine Michelle. That's my nigga, y'all.
Uh oh.
All right. Listen, man. You know why I never forget Nadine Michelle, and when I first met Nadine Michelle, I'm gonna say her whole name like Charlie Brown. Like that's from now on. as long as I live, she is now Nadine Michelle. Like, why not, right? Okay. So when I first met Nadine, okay, boom. When I first met Nadine Michelle, right, way back in, I can't remember the year, but I remember it was at a party, and she was one of the event coordinators or something like that, right? And I remember that, what's her name was there? Thelma from Good Times was there. Good Lord.
Oh, okay.
Hey, hold on. Black. Let me talk to you, Black.
Hey.
Let me talk to you for a
second. Oh, gosh.
Now,
wow.
Thelma, Bernadette, Stannis. Was looking amazing. Fam, not amazing. You got to put a A-H at the end, a hyphen A-H, amazing God. That's
she
how
was
she
was.
Hold up. Y'all cannot be drooling over another woman on my show.
Right, Miss PD. Hold on, Black.
That is so disrespectful. I'm feeling some type of way right now.
But Miss PD, we're not talking about... We're not talking about Florida, though.
I hate y'all.
We're not talking about Florida. I don't care who you're talking about.
There will be no drooling over another woman
on
my show.
Listen, can I tell my story, though?
Fine. Tell your story.
I got to tell my story. All right, Black.
Get it out.
Let me tell you.
I got a mental picture right now. Just keep talking.
Family.
Oh, man.
This was before, like, cell phones had the ill, like, cameras on them and shit. So
right.
My peoples had, like, a digital camera with them, and they took a picture of me and her. I was like, yo, can I get a picture? She was like, oh, yes, honey, yes. You know what I'm saying? I was asked. Yo, you should have seen the picture. Fam, you should have seen the picture. I was hugging her up like that was wifey, and I just came home. Just came home, bro.
Oh, my God.
She was all teeth, too, right? So after that, I'm amped, right?
So, hold on, bust this.
My people loses the camera, fam.
What?
Yeah. Loses the camera, yo. Loses the camera. Mm-hmm. Some bullshit, yo.
You know that's gonna resurface, right?
It better resurface.
He said it better. How long has it been now?
Oh, man, yo. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. I've known Nadine a long time. You know,
wow.
back in WWII when I did my first tour of duty through Korea.
WWII.
Back in
go back to the chemistry.
WWII.
World War II.
Stupid.
Chill, not about that.
I know it is. Oh gosh. It is that your smile was so wide when you met them.
I bet. Hey, see, what does Thelma smell like?
What does what smell
like? You know
like?
What? Y'all gonna
what
stop.
What does she smell like when you was hugging up Boo Loving on her?
Oh, man. To me, I think Pink Lavender Bath and Body Works, some shit
gotcha.
Like that. I think. That you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Whatever.
A smell can make a lady unforgivable.
We're a little splash in it. A little splash or something.
Wow. Is that your favorite scent, C?
Nah.
What's your favorite scent on a woman? I want to know. The listeners want to know.
So,
goodbye. Good freaking bye.
You don't want that zest.
Listen. I don't give a fuck if it's Lever 2000, Dove.
Yeah.
Oh,
wasn't Lever 2000 strong as hell when it first came out? You can throw that shit around the corner.
Word up.
It smells good
shit.
On a man. I like that. I like it.
That's what,
I like that strong soap smell on a man.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Watch that.
Yo, I just want Shorty to just smell like soap. That's it. Smell like soap.
Soap?
Smell like soap.
That's it, huh?
Soap.
So you just want that fresh, clean smell.
Soap and douche.
What the hell? Steve, you all right? Oh, ladies, call up and proceed on blast right now. He's talking about douche. Come on. Hey, no.
Hey, it's summertime. You got to handle that.
Whoa,
nah,
man.
We
it
got some callers.
No
maybe somebody want to say something to see.
Nah,
you know,
man, nah. Yo, I know some of y'all out there right now, for no reason, that motherfucker's moist. That motherfucker moist right now. Some of y'all right now. No reason. Y'all could be watching the news and get moist. You know why? Because it's getting hot in here. And you got your thighs together and more than condensation and precipitation. You know, you know what I mean? So, you know,
you are
gotta
off
make
the
sure.
freaking hook.
But it's the
oh,
truth.
Man.
Every couple of steps in the business. Every couple of steps in the
business. That's right.
I can't with you tonight. But wait, yeah. On Twitter, Dr. No is going off on me saying I'm mad, though, because y'all talking about Delma from Good Times. That's just wrong. He has
come
to, like,
on,
put
man.
Me on blast like that. You know what
come
I mean?
Come on, man.
That's just
that's right.
Ignorant, Dr. No. Yeah, I'm mad. What you going to do about it?
We're going to have a segment about some of the fine.
I bet you won't call
up.
Also,
TV from back in the day. We got to bring that out, man. We got to pull the archives out.
That nigga did a beast track on the rapper Cage. It's called Squirrels and the Rats. And that shit is real because, you know, you know me, I spit at these niggas, man. I start throwing warning shots at these niggas like, yo, real talk, it could go down. It'll go down, you know. And that's one of those records where I had to, you know, kind of loosen up some cobwebs. So shout to him, man. That record was so soulful. It felt like Superman jumping out of the fucking phone booth. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. That's what it felt like. When I first heard it,
you done got the board lit up. People want to call in and talk.
Word up.
See what's going on PD Radio.
Let them niggas talk then. Hey, what you got to say, fool? Hey, fool. What you got to say, fool?
Hey. We're going to
bring
somebody in real quick.
Let's see what they
got
to say.
Where you calling from? You on the line with Miss PD, the Bad Seed, and your boy Black. What's going on? Maybe not.
What's going on with y'all?
Here we go.
Yeah, what's good?
Yeah,
all right,
what up,
all right, dude? All right.
Sally, what's good? Yeah,
you already know this is. I like the science lesson, brother. That the science
Uh-oh.
Lesson was nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Wait.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got your condensation.
Yeah, condensation. Yo, real
oh.
talk, bro. Yo. So hold on, Sally. Like,
yo.
Do
wow.
you agree with me when I say that? That first and foremost, like, chicks is running around worried about, yo, let me go get that new blah, 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 and spray on myself.
Blah, blah, blah.
Victoria's Secret. Okay, let me get that Pumkash. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Yo, but first, you gotta crawl before you walk.
Well, look, fellas.
Y'all know y'all can walk around with some musty balls, so, you know, you need to be on yours as well. I'll put it out there.
But hold on.
Y'all not going to just be coming at the ladies. Ladies, y'all going to call up and back me up. Y'all are not going to be coming at the ladies.
Come on, man. Wait. Hold on. First of all.
Matter of fact, I'm going to record a poem called Musty Balls.
A chick will say, nigga, eat my pussy quicker than a nigga would say, ho, suck my balls.
Yeah,
right.
Word. You right.
It don't matter. If you in that area and it's musty,
matter.
That's a problem. It's
nah,
a problem.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I'm going to chop you down.
Bang.
Ain't no nah, man.
Nah, man. Uh-huh. Because the balls is just hanging, doing their own thing, minding their business. Anyway.
I don't care. Get musty up under it. Gets musty up under here.
One nigga said they just minding their own business.
Yes.
Oh, you stupid.
Musty balls.
Yo, y'all crazy, man.
All right. I'm off the musty balls. I'm done with it. But just make sure y'all put some powder up under there.
Powder? Yo, powder. Man, what are we, five? Like, well, why would we want to put powder on our balls, man?
No.
Yeah, powder is a misconception.
So
nah, man.
So they don't get sweaty and musty.
Yo, a message from the CEO of Six Man Radio to all the fellas listening out there. If you put powder on your balls... My eyebrows up, bro. My eyebrows up.
So you want to walk around with musty balls? That's what you say?
Yo, all you do, just go to the bathroom, grab your washcloth, throw some soap on it, bang. A couple scrubs, and you good. What's the problem?
You're going to have to do that several times a day, because as soon as you start moving around, they're going to get musty again immediately.
Nah, not if you wear boxes, though. If you wear boxes, them shits is hanging, yo. They just
air dry.
Business.
Oh, man.
See, you don't know because you don't got balls, Tammy. They just hanging there. They minding their business. They minding their business, Tam. They minding their business. Yo,
I don't care.
Real talk, if a nigga got musty balls, a couple of things could be the case. He could probably be wearing tighty whiteys, which he shouldn't be doing as a nigga. That's
a nigga,
one.
Two,
that's not cool.
He could just be a dirty ass nigga. That's why it's so musty. You know, he probably get in the shower and wash everything but his balls. You know what I'm saying? He probably one of them niggas. You know what I mean?
Yo.
He walks around the ball.
The feature perfect.
You feel me?
I can't with you.
We got we're gonna pull some more callers in, man. We're gonna pull some more callers in, man. We gotta keep this rolling.
He
took over the freaking show. This is crazy.
I'm just saying. What they got to say?
Uh-huh.
PD Radio, you're online with the Seed Hour.
This is Seed Hour on PD Radio. Hello? Hello, hello, hello?
Next.
I can't be calling. I'm scared.
PD Radio, Seed Hour. What's your name?
Hello?
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 804, you're on the line.
I hear somebody.
Hey, yo, what up? Can y'all hear me?
I'm at the top of the
line.
Yeah.
Yo, what up? It's Dr. Nelson. Hello? What's up?
What's good? What's good, nigga?
Hello.
I hear y'all over there talking all that bullshit. I hear y'all over there talking this shit about the musty balls and shit.
You got musty balls?
I don't know. I need to know. I'm taking a poll. You got musty balls? Have you ever had musty balls?
Only if you got sweat up under your titties.
Oh, shit. That's the unspeakable spot.
Oh, shit.
That's that spot where you keep all your ones and welfare checks and stuff like that.
Yo!
We were talking about
that tonight. Brad said that's the unspeakable spot. I'm done.
That's the unspeakable spot.
Y'all can't be letting the men gang up on me. Where y'all at, ladies? Y'all need to call up. This is some bull.
It's summertime. Coming up, make sure you watching them.
Watch it nice and right. Get it right.
Word, because it's real. Because, Doc, no, you know why you 100% right? Because real niggas don't just suck a nipple. Real niggas lick under the titty. They lick that motherfucker up and lick under that motherfucker.
Yep.
Come up with
that.
You look it up under the titties.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want no dirt rolls
It's like a bad Danish up in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
All right, that was a good one, Dr. No. You came with a good one. Props to you on that.
That is a good
That was a good one. That was a good one. What else you got?
That was a great one.
Now, yes, it was. On that one.
That
I just
is
want to shout that out, man.
Women think they slick.
Shut up, Black.
Nah, you know, you see the girls out there with the baby powder up on their chest, think they slick. That baby powder get funky after a while. You know
it looks like they got a half a dirty base white under their titties and shit when they take their bra.
Yeah.
Y'all
like
stupid. Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid.
Nigga, they just gonna keep the bra on. You're not gonna go under there and check.
Yeah, like we don't know no better. Oh, like a dirty belly button.
Yeah. Oh, no,
okay,
I don't go
okay,
at all.
Okay, now,
man.
Y'all.
To the belly
y'all
button.
Doctor, no, that's enough. That's enough.
Nah,
cutting off your mic.
Yeah.
We got somebody else.
Summer etiquette with Bad C.
Summer etiquette
and
with
Dr.
Bad C
no.
on the Bad C hour. He done took over PD Radio. We have another caller. We're going to bring them in real quick.
Let's bring another caller in.
Yo.
Holla at your boy.
Hello. 718, you're on the line with PD Radio.
Did it break in?
Don't be scared. No, I don't be scared. I don't be
Can
scared.
No, maybe not.
Hello.
I don't be scared.
Hello.
Don't be scared.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, it might be Blog Talk acting shady again. What's going on?
Yeah, it's acting up.
Hey, yo, Blog Talk. Stop acting like that. Hey, yo, Blog Talk.
Okay. Well, y'all freaking badly.
Hey, yo, Blog Talk.
Alright.
See, the lock the lines up. You got too many callers calling there.
Is that right? Yo, that's what's up.
Flooded the line.
That's what's up.
I can't get rid of the callers. You're probably still on the line. Alright, guys. Anyway.
Word up. Hey, yo, Blog Talk. Hey, yo, Blog Talk. Stop acting up, B.
Right.
Y'all gonna hear from me. Y'all gonna hear from me. Stop playing.
Yeah.
Wrath of Kings.
Tell us on the water, C. I can't even hear you. That's crazy.
I can hear C clear as day, but I can't hear you, Miss BD. We're gonna
all right.
Come back a little intermission.
The show is over.
Yeah, I hear you too. I hear you clear too. I hear you clear too, Miss BD.
I can't.
I think we're trying to be censored. Somebody's trying to censor.
Let's talk
no,
about
we
balls. Because we talk about balls. Yo, real talk. Yo, we just try to tell everybody what to do with their balls and make sure that their balls is maintained and let the women know. Don't use our balls being mustard as an excuse for not wiping under your titties. Wipe under your titties, lady, please, because real niggas lick under the titty. That is the moral of the story. If my name ain't Corey, word up.
I like
salute.
That's right.
Word up. Salute. PD Radio.
Yeah, we definitely doing dirty right now. We can't even get the sound effects in.
Word up. Blog Talk Radio, they acting up. But you
yeah.
already know. You already know. And Black. Also
what's up,
too,
man?
Yeah, also, too, the link. I'm going to link with you so we can put the link on the website, the link to the mixtape. So
oh,
everybody can
yes,
go.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody could go download that. You could go to the website, sixmanradio.site40.net, and go pick that up, download
that's
that,
right.
and share that, and, you know.
Okay.
And
now I can hear y'all.
That. You're back.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Did y'all miss me?
We missed you.
Sound effect coming.
We missed you. You know,
Larry J. Blige is singing.
Larry J. Blige. Yo, Larry J. just be popping out of the woodwork sometime. That nigga just be wild.
I have no idea. Is he coming to project soon, though?
Yo, Larry J. Blige might make a mixtape.
Hello?
He just might. Hello?
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 I can barely hear you, Miss BD.
Hello? Hello? Is
I know, right?
it me you're looking for?
Yo, you is crazy.
Hola.
Like
you
that
see
Doritos
that commercial?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fam.
That thing is crazy.
Thing ever. Fam, every time I see it, I laugh like it's the first time I've seen it, bro.
What's that? The Taco Bell commercial? Which one is that?
Yes, it's Taco
Bell.
Yeah,
that thing is crazy.
Fam, something is wrong with them, bro. And you saw
right.
the other one? You saw the other one, the Big Papa one?
Yeah, that's classic.
Bro,
that's classic.
Come on, man. That nigga said, Fam, yo, I fell out. And then how he hit the corner. You seen the swag when he hit that corner?
Oh,
he turned around the corner and how he was walking with the baby and the fam, that whole
chilling.
Shit. Oh, man. If you ain't seen the Biggest Smalls, well, Biggest Smalls ain't in it, but they took the Biggest Smalls song and they bounced it for the Taco Bell commercial and they turned it in Spanish and the shit sound crazy and the shit sound wild. You might want an MP3 of it and download it and listen to it yourself. The shit is funny as hell. And then they got the other one where they flipped the Lionel Richie Hello joint. That shit is funny as hell. You know,
yeah, that Hello joint is crazy.
Y'all probably already seen that, you know.
Yeah.
You probably already seen it. And it's all good. And if you didn't, then, you know, look out for it. And also look out for Wrath of Cage. That joint is out right now. You can get that. It's crazy. It's off the hook. It's my first mixtape in a long time. Six Man Radio every Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30 me and my co-defendant, Nadine Michelle. It be going down all the time with all of the wilds. Old school legends and
that's right.
know, people on TV and all that good stuff. I would tell you who's going to be on Saturday, but I have no idea. So, you know, tune in and you know.
Hey, it's going to be crazy because, I mean, the lineups you be having is sick. And if people don't know, man, you got to go to the website and just check out all the interviews that Six Man Radio have done over the past year. It is insane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The resume is crazy.
Yeah. And to be honest, the wild thing about it is it's the fun part about it is being able to talk to my favorite, Joe Black. It's the
exactly.
craziest thing, bro. Like, and not even as an artist, as a fan, like, yo.
Right.
Wow. I get to. And then every guest, I ask every guest at the end their top three MCs, groups, and producers of all time. And this is. Just dope as a fan to know who my favorites like. You know what
right.
I mean? It's surreal. It's the best thing. And you know, the opportunity to share it with Nay. You know, Nay, that's my partner. That's the homie from way back.
Right.
And you know, we holding it down, yo. Six Man Radio. Six Man Radio.
Hey, you know, I got a request, brother. I need
What's
you
that?
To, you know, see if you can try and get my, you know, Red Man on there, man. I need to see if you can work that out. That's my boy.
Listen, we've been trying. Listen, the word is out about us that we're very
okay.
relentless. That we're very relentless. We don't let up off, niggas. Once we put our foot on your neck, we will not
right.
let up. DJ Premier will tell you. You know what I'm saying? Jill Scott will tell you. We leaned
right.
on them. You know what I mean? Like it, persistence, you know, it busts pipes. It definitely does. And,
exactly.
You know, we ran into a couple roadblocks with Redman. But I always feel like nobody's unattainable. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I try to get Barack Obama, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I don't feel like anybody's unattainable because all I'm asking for is 15 minutes of your time. And then when we get you to talk about you,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not asking for a beat. I'm not asking you to perform. I'm not asking you to do anything but talk about you. You know what I mean? For 15 minutes, the time it takes for you to take a shit. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
So word up. And 9.99999 times out of 10, the artist is long-winded, and it goes past 15 minutes at their grade.
Right.
You feel me? So we fulfilled our part. They're happy, and there it is. Six Man Radio.
Exactly.
You know, what
I know. I can't wait. So you know, once I get the call on who's coming up on the show, man. You know, my eyes light up.
Word
like,
up.
You know,
word
go
up.
Out there and do my little research, get the right pictures and
yeah,
stuff like
yeah.
that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Word up. Miss PD, you back?
Nah, I think it was. Well, we down to the last 5 minutes. I don't even know if this is even airing, but
We're down to the last five. And we're gonna get to some music and just let things settle down for a minute. So, man, it was a pleasure.
No doubt.
Hit me up, man, with the link.
What up?
Again, put that information out there for all the listeners out there where they can get the, the album, man, and get the downloads, because it's gonna be crazy. I can't wait to put that in rotation. So
yeah, man, they can get the Wrath of Cage on 6menradio.site40.net. And I want y'all to know, I don't have this shit broken up into tracks. It's one continuous mix hosted by 6Men Radio. And the reason why I did that is because you're going to hear my shit, goddammit. You're not going to fast forward to your favorite song.
Right.
Just nah, nigga. You're going to hear it the way the artist intended. You know what I'm saying? That's how you're going to hear it. Fuck that. It's time
that's
we start
smart.
Taking our music back. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Word up. So there it is.
That's it, the bad seed, baby.
Yeah.
All right, brother, I won't hit you up.
All right, bro.
All right, yo.
Peace.
Peace.